From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Chia Billy reporting. All 100 U.S. senators were invited to extraordinary classified briefings Wednesday. Those attending were able to ask questions to the president's national security team and learn about the range of options to counter nuclear threats from North Korea. They gathered Wednesday afternoon in an auditorium of the Executive Office Building adjacent to the White House. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford led the briefing. President Donald Trump was also briefly in attendance. Senator Chris Coons told VOA the session was sobering.
I was reassured that the Trump administration, Secretary Tillerson and others, are consulting all of our allies in the region and China to reduce the likelihood of a miscalculation and misunderstanding. Given the unpredictability of the North Korean regime, though, this is certainly an unsettling situation.
Senator Chris Coons. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, saying Ankara's decision on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. Colonel John Dorian, a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve, called Turkey's efforts to inform and coordinate with the coalition inadequate. He told Pentagon reporters via video conference it was not the coordination you'd expect from a partner and ally. Dorian said from Baghdad, there was less than an hour of notification. This is VOA News.